Saturday, June 22nd, as I just put my son Bodhi to sleep, who just turned 5, we were talking about, you know, summertime and camp. Camp is coming up. He goes to Park Slope Day Camp. He went last summer. He's going again this summer. It's a day camp, obviously, nearby, 5 days a week. I'll do it for like 4 weeks this summer. Last summer, I think it was for 3 weeks. But it came up in camp, just talking about sleepaway camp. We have a very close friend, family friend, whose son is going to sleepaway camp for the first time. Obviously, today is like the big going away for camp weekend, right? Like so many people on social media are showing their kids leaving. Bodhi's cousins go to camp, sleepaway camp. And he said, "Can I go to sleepaway camp?" And I said, "You know, you're a little young now, but soon you might want to go. Mommy went, Daddy went. It's so much fun, whatever." But, you know, just had me thinking that we might be really close to that, you know? Like, he's just turned 5, and I went heading into, I believe it was between 2nd and 3rd grade, right? So I was 8. So Bodhi is going into kindergarten. So 3 years from right now, and you know how this shit flies, 3 years from today, essentially, like he could be shipping out to sleepaway camp for the summer. And it just seems so bizarre. Like I'm always intrigued by time, even when I was much younger, just like the age of people, like, oh, so-and-so was only 32 when they did this, or I don't want to go down that path here because that could take that could take us another hour. But you know, they always say this stuff moves so fast, but it does. Like he seems, even though he just turned 5, he seems so far away from turning 8 and being like ready for sleepaway camp. Like he just doesn't see, like he's still a little boy, but he is now a boy and not a baby. And then like when he's 8, he'll be like, oh, he's like a big boy who can actually go away and leave us for 2 months and probably not even look back or think twice about it. There's a lot to happen in between now and then, of course, but it won't be long before we're packing his duffel bags and sending him up and taking him to the bus like all these other people are doing today. And that is amazing and sad and exciting and happy and all of the above, a lot of emotions around that. Anyhow, shout out to all you parents who are shipping your kids off today. On one hand, I feel sorry for you that you're not going to have your kid or kids around. On the other hand, I'm super jealous of you because you're not going to have your kids around. Be well.